Thank you and good morning. There will be a public meeting tonight at the Warfinger Building, a meeting called by businessman Rob Arkley, who is concerned with the number of homeless on the streets of Eureka. Arkley issued a written statement pointing out some of the issues and problems associated with homeless activities in the city, particularly in the downtown and Old Town areas, stating that it harms local business and drives away both local customers and out-of-town visitors. Arkley also argues that programs designed to help the homeless, such as food, clothing, showers, combined with lax jail policies and above-average assistance programs, make being homeless in Eureka an attractive alternative to other communities. The meeting will be held at the Warfinger and begins at 5:30 tonight. A second candidate has announced his intentions to run for the state Senate representing District 2 to replace Noreen Evans, who announced she will not seek re-election. Eric Lucan, the mayor pro tem of Novato, has thrown his hat in the ring, becoming the second candidate following the announcement that Arcata's Chris Lehman will also run for the Senate seat. Lucan, a Democrat, cites his background in business, his work on regional transportation issues, as well as his work on the Novato City Council in a heavily populated area as the keys to his campaign. The Eureka Chamber of Commerce announced on Tuesday that Donald Smullins has accepted the position of executive director at the chamber. Chair Greg Williston said Smullin, a North Coast native with an extensive background in communications and service in nonprofits, has a clear understanding of the challenges facing small businesses on the North Coast. Smullin was the executive director for St. Vincent de Paul from 2003 through 2008, and before that as the general manager of the Eureka Television Group. Smullin began his tenure with the chamber on the 12th and said in a statement that he's excited at the opportunity and excited to be working with the local business community. An Oregon State Police trooper pulled over a vehicle driven by 58-year-old Gasky resident Mark Cardinal on Monday after recognizing it may be the same vehicle used in a bank robbery in Cave Junction last Friday, as well as a second bank robbery in Grants Pass on Monday. Cardinal is accused of entering the bank on Friday, handing the teller a note, brandishing a weapon, and then leaving with an undisclosed amount of cash. The Monday robbery followed a similar pattern, and a region-wide alert was issued leading to Cardinal's arrest. Cardinal is also suspected of having committed several other bank robberies, as many as 8 more, including incidents at the U.S. Bank and the Coast Central Credit Union in Crescent City last December, along with bank robberies in Arcata and McKinleyville. Cardinal was booked into Josephine County Jail on numerous charges. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. The Decade of Difference is unleashing the potential of Humboldt County's students, our rising stars. The Rising Stars Foundation funds the County Spelling Bee, Science Fair, Industrial Technology Fair, Stellar Student Awards, and more. Help every student in this county reach for the stars. Donate to the Rising Stars Foundation. Call 707-445-7018 or visit humboldtrisingstars.org. Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. School districts in the state of California are focused on enrollment numbers. They determine the amount of money a school district will receive. While school enrollment numbers in Humboldt County had been steadily declining, things may be looking up with a slight increase in the number of kids enrolled in Eureka City Schools. Superintendent Fred Van Vleck is concerned about enrollment rates, and he described what exactly the true enrollment numbers represent.
The number that's been in the forefront for us most recently is actual true enrollment numbers. How many students do we have signed up to attend Eureka City Schools? It's been a declining number from our heyday when we were over 8,000 students. Last year, we were all the way down into the 3,600 range.
Van Vleck pointed out that a drop in enrollment means that students will be faced with fewer options regarding classes.
We've been very concerned about that because anytime you don't have students coming to school, you have to work with issues like we were talking about earlier of programs going away. The bigger our high school, the bigger our middle school, the more opportunities there are for that student to pick those classes to be well-rounded.
Eureka City Schools have seen an increase, 70 more students enrolled this year, and also point to growing numbers of students at the elementary and middle school levels as positive trends. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.